Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From the traveling Built Ford Tough Studio, live from the Blue Point Brewery in Patchogue, Long Island. Let's hear it, Long Island. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, and Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. We are back here. This is one of those many things that was canceled because of COVID back in April of 2020. We were supposed to do a Yankees opening day then. It got pushed all the way back. It was months, it was years. But I knew when we came back, we'd see everybody back with us. And that's what we've got. We've got beer, we've got Dunkin', we've got live music from Soundswell, we've got Yankee tickets. It's going to be a great day. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing great, G, but here's the thing, man. You've been dragging me all over the South Shore of Long Island starting yesterday at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
And I think I had to sleep at around 2 o'clock last night.
What the hell did you do after we left then?
Well, you know, I was sleeping in like a bed and breakfast and everything creaks and everything else out here. So I just want to say that I appreciate you taking me to the Portly Villager last night.
That's right.
Just for one more. Let's go for one more. I mean, you're a maniac when you get out. You really are.
You know, this is what you do. It's that point of life where you're enjoying things and you got friends and you got colleagues. And I'm showing you my world.
Yes.
This is what it is.
Yeah, I know your world. I grew up here. You know, I'm 20 years older than you.
No, I know, but I mean, you've kind of gone in a different direction. Not a bad direction, a good direction.
Yeah.
So I have to keep you grounded sometimes and bring you back to the roots.
I mean, so you're just dragging me all over the South Shore of Long Island. But it was great last night. You know, we went to Teller's, had dinner at Teller's.
That was right.
And then, of course, we go to the Portly Villager. And it was good to see that they actually had the Amazon game up. And so they have paid their bills. They have all the technology there. And watching Aaron Judge there last night, and everybody... Most of the people there thought that the Red Sox were pitching around him.
Well, it felt like that in the beginning of the game. Now, he did have his opportunities.
Yes.
He did strike out. And then his last at-bat, you know, the one to the warning track. So we kept it going. I had a couple people back to the house.
You did?
Yes. So Izzo came back to the house. Who else came back to the house? I don't even remember who came back to the house. Eddie came back to the house. And my friend Brian Felice came back to the house to watch the rest of the Yankee game and to hang out a little bit. So the way Fox showed that ball to the warning track, they just did the flight of the ball. So they didn't do like the regular camera angle of where the center fielder was or the outfielder was. So you're just seeing the flight of the ball. So we're all standing up. We all get close to the TV. Here it is, 61. And then bang, they just show the guy catch it. It was such a buzzkill. But I really think that the Red Sox are being careful. I was telling you last night. I mean, they're not going to aggressively go after him. But, I mean, I do think that they don't want this to happen on their watch if they could do something about
it. Just remember, I also told you that Alex Cora is going to pitch to him the way the game dictates him to be pitched to. So late in the game, if the game is close and they're winning, then they're going to be really careful with him. But that first inning, that was all Waka.
Yeah.
That was all him, and he was just basically pulling out what the previous pitcher did for the Pirates. So, Michael Kay was very happy that
didn't
happen last night.
Sure, of course.
Because he has to be on the call. So,
well,
but they're not going to be on the call tonight.
That's right. But did you see the story that he might swoop in now?
No, he doesn't want to do that.
But why wouldn't?
Don't do that.
But it's not like, who is supposed to be calling the game?
I understand that. But here's the thing. I think he's uncomfortable about doing that.
All right. So there was a time, you remember the Marv Albert Ian Eagle thing with the Nets?
Of course.
So all those years ago. So that was different. Like, Ian was a guy who paid his dues. He was a guy that everybody loved. He did a great job. He's one of the best play-by-play guys around. And then Marv came back and swooped in and took his job. I don't even know who's doing, and that was taking his job, like, for real. This is one game, and I don't even know who's on the play-by-play for Apple TV tonight. Do we even know that, Al? Who's even calling that?
Yeah, Al knows, I'm sure.
I do actually know that. I know his last name is Nelson.
Okay.
A fella named Nelson.
A fella named Nelson. I know a fella named Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson. I mean, you know, what do you do? That's it? A fella named Nelson?
A fella named Nelson?
Like Steven Nelson or something?
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. All right, you don't need to hear this guy called a game.
All right, so how many Yankee fans are here this morning? All right, well, do you want to hear, do the Yankee fans want to hear Michael Kay swoop in if, in fact, it's going to be a home run?
No.
No, so there you have it.
All right, you
Michael,
want,
don't
you,
do it. I'm just telling you, Michael, don't do it.
You want a fella named Nelson instead? I guess so. That's what they want, all right? That's what the people want.
Are you sure it's Nelson?
I'm 100% sure the guy's last name is Nelson.
Have you ever listened to him?
No, but Jerry's aware of Nelson, and he says this is going to be Nelson's big opportunity.
Some guy named Nelson.
Nelson, play by play.
All right,
Apple TV.
Google it.
That's yeah, what Jerry I'm doing. Says he's you know,
he's good. He's good at what he does.
But Jerry's always he never says a bad word.
Yeah, Jerry
about
loves play by play guys. Like, yeah. He doesn't like to badmouth them. He's right.
Billy Nelson.
Not Billy.
Steve Nelson.
Steve Nelson.
Steve Nelson. Oh yeah,
Nelson?
I think we've heard of Steve Nelson.
He's a young
yes.
fella.
He's a young fella.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Listen, the Yankee fan does not want Michael Kay swooping in tonight. And yeah. I don't think Michael Kay wants to swoop in tonight. Didn't he write that on the show sheet or something?
He did. But I mean,
I'm sure. Good for him.
I'm sure that he does. I bet you that he put that out there to see what the reaction would be.
Oh, there's a reaction.
And then the reaction was like that. And he was like, you know, I'm kind of uncomfortable doing this. Maybe I shouldn't do it because one wanted to see it anyway.
They shouldn't do it.
Well, we know that John Sterling's going to be on the call whenever this happens.
That's all that really matters.
That's
right?
All that really matters.
For us.
Yeah. I mean, and we'll be playing that over and over and over again. We'll have the Sterling cam and everything else.
Look, I would love to have Gary, Keith, and Ronnie do something like that for the Mets. I understand.
Yeah.
But I don't think Gary, Keith, or Ronnie are going to go jumping into the booth if, in fact, that ever happened.
If the shoe was on the other foot, and let's say it was Pete Alonso that was chasing this record, and there was Apple TV for potentially 61, 62, you're telling me that you'd want a fella named Nelson over Gary Cohen? There's no way in hell.
I want what's right.
Okay.
You know, I just don't think that...
Apple TV's not right
to begin
Michael
with, Michael Kay coming in and swooping in on some kid named Nelson, that's not right.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's just not right. You just can't do that.
Yeah, but the fact that it's even on Apple TV to begin with is just annoying. It's just annoying.
Listen, this is where we are.
Yep.
And here's the other thing, too. So, you know, you and I were talking about what were the ratings for the Chargers and the Chiefs on Prime Video in week one.
Yeah, it was good, right?
So the numbers came out, and it turns out that there were 13 million people watching it.
Which is, for them, what they said would be
11 million. 11 million is what the NFL guaranteed. So it was 13 million. Now, part of that rating is on live TV within Kansas City and L.A. because that's two of the two teams were playing, so they were over the air. So I think it's about, probably those are about 2 million or maybe a little bit less than 2 million. And then the Apple stream was about 11 million. So that's exactly what the NFL said. And by the way, this is now going to change the landscape of TV, sports, and everything else. And I said this, and this is going to be a weird thing to say.
All right, we'll say it. We got all these people here.
I'm going to say it. So Apple is going to have, I believe, the DirecTV Sunday ticket next year. Mm-hmm. That's where we're all going to go get it. I would tell Apple what they should do is they should buy one of the networks.
Okay.
They should buy one of the networks like Fox or Paramount, Viacom, CBS,
yeah,
whatever we're called now.
Right.
Because those networks have all the programming already. Why go to the league and pay them when you can basically buy one of the networks?
Well, the networks, do they want to be bought, though? I mean, do these networks, they're probably making money, right? I mean, you know better than me the economics.
If you see the future of this,
yeah,
and you see where over-the-air linear television is going,
right?
It's all going digital.
It's all digital.
But you don't realize how impactful this whole thing was last Thursday night. Now, it'd be interesting to see what the ratings are for last night's game. Now, last night's game was competitive.
Yeah.
So, but we also had Aaron Judge going for 61.
I do think, though, that the football fan, especially in those two markets with the Browns and the Steelers, they are locked in on that. They don't. I mean, we care about the Yankees and Aaron Judge and what's been going on this season in baseball, but the rest of the country really is not all that into it. Maybe the Aaron Judge home run chase, but they'll figure it out. They'll watch it if there's a cut in. They'll watch the highlights, but they're not locked in every pitch out in Kansas City somewhere, Sacramento. I don't think people care.
Right. So think about this. Would you rather, if you're Apple, would you rather or do like what Amazon Prime did? So Amazon Prime basically became another network. And they said, we want live streaming sports on our platform. So now does Apple do that? or does Apple go and buy one of the networks? And when I say one of the networks, I mean the whole freaking companies. Because Apple could just go and buy anything they want.
Of course, yeah.
Apple, Google, Netflix, Prime Video, all of those entities are much bigger than all the networks are.
Yeah. I mean, I think that what we saw from Amazon on that first Thursday night, what we're seeing now with baseball dealing with Peacock and everything else, Apple and Amazon. Yeah, I mean, we're heading in that direction.
Al, you're a big Peacock guy, right?
He loves Peacock.
Oh, no. I do not like Peacock.
You don't like Peacock? Why not?
It's too much.
What do you mean too much?
It's too much. Like, I'll do Apple TV, I'll do Netflix, I'll do Discovery Plus. I'm not doing Peacock.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, you do.
Have you figured out how many subscriptions you have?
Yeah, I have YouTube TV, Netflix.
How much does YouTube TV cost? I thought that was free.
No, the actual channels. It's 55 bucks a month or 65 bucks a month.
Yeah,
65 bucks a month.
Yeah, you get all your cable channels.
Oh, I see. You get all your cable channels.
Yeah. I mean, cables.
How's the interface? Can you change the channel?
Yeah, very good interface. Solid interface.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about HDMI cables.
No, I'm not switching around.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's not that hard. I know you always talk about this. It's not that hard. By the way, I'm sweating my ass off already up here. You see this?
Yeah, you know.
This is unbelievable.
Because you're hungover.
No, I'm not. I'm fine. No, you said you didn't get to sleep until 2 a.m.
I know, but you were throwing it back last night.
Everybody was.
You were a big shot last night.
No, yeah, okay. When I walked into the Portly, I was not the big shot. They see me there all the time. When you walked in, there was a different story. Heads turn, everything else, pictures, this and that. I mean, what are you talking about?
I don't know. You were a big shot last night.
No, I mean, you're like
you're
my
buying whole bar. You're buying a whole bar of beers and everything else like that.
What are you supposed to do?
That's exactly what you should do.
Exactly.
And you did a good job of
it. No. Listen,
you appreciate it. You want another one? You're such a pusher.
I was. There was a guy here is in the back that I guilted into coming. He had like a big meeting or something this morning, and he's wearing a suit. And I said, are you coming? He's like, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, thinking about it?
What are you talking about?
Show up here.
So I have a question for the audience again. How many of you people working from home today? They're all working from home today.
No, nobody works anymore. Are you kidding me? It's either work from home, don't work. There's a bunch of people that took some time off. I already heard that. You know, like, thank God you told me 2 weeks in advance about the show so I can get a day off. But, yeah, there's another guy I know showing up here. He's got a Zoom meeting at 9 o'clock. He's going to sneak into a bathroom and do the Zoom meeting while he's drinking a beer. So these are our people, man. We show up here. They show up for us. So it's tremendous.
We do have somewhat of a celebrity in the audience.
Do we?
Yes.
Huh?
Your new buddy, your newfound buddy.
My newfound buddy's in the audience.
Yeah.
That's a celebrity.
Dan Pecoraro.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Where is he?
You know what's strange about this? So I was a little disappointed because Dan, he talks about his allegiance to us, right? Boomer and Gio. And then when he shows up today, he's got a warm-up show shirt on. Now, we love the warm-up show, and it's sort of like our show, but it's not. You know, so I think that he is more of a warm-up show guy and more, you know, he's with Al more than he's with us. So that was disappointing to me. It's look at him. See? Look at that.
So, Dan, stand up and say hi to everybody behind you. There's Dan from Carteret, everybody.
Yep.
There he is.
Yep.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
Warm-up
show. Oh, he's down now. He's taking off his warm-up show shirt. What the hell is he doing?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go.
Look at this. He's got a change of clothes.
Oh, there you go. Oh, so
look at this. There you go. The only man who showed up here with a wardrobe change. The guy's a total maniac.
You're going to need a wardrobe change with you sweating.
Oh, my God,
man.
I know. But I can't. Here's the thing. Like,
you sweat like you stole something.
I know. Seriously. Well, this is even worse than the boat party. And I was outside in humidity.
Yes.
But if I take off the problem is if I take off the sweatshirt and then have the T-shirt underneath it, then you'll see like the under boob sweat and all that stuff. I don't need that on TV. It's not going to be good. So I'm just going to have to deal with this. Allie's going to have one hell of a time today, boy.
Right.
Get those paper towels going. Let's go, please.
Maybe Shawnee can get us a fan or something.
Oh, my God, yeah, or like a bucket of ice I can sit in. I mean, I thought it was going to be cool today because it was like, you know, 55 degrees, and you come in here, it's like 150 degrees. But all right, so this is what we've got. It is a feel-good football Friday today, too. One of the great feel-good Fridays of the year. And we've got a Jets team that there's a little bit of juice around going into this game because of what they pulled off on Sunday. So we'll have the Monday night game, of course, with the Giants and the Cowboys where there's a ton of attention around that. But really, the weekend and Sunday will belong to the Jets. And the rest of the league. And then Monday night, that should be a lot of fun. They're playing in a whiteout there at MetLife Stadium. 2-0 Giants.
I kind of like what Brian Daboll and Wink Martindale are doing. They're getting the fans all jazzed up. They're getting them in. Now you got to go out and win.
Yeah.
So Wink Martindale said last week to the Giant fans, you show up, you be a part of the team, and we'll take care of the rest.
And they did.
And they did. They did take care of the rest. So, you know, maybe there's something brewing there. Who knows? I mean, the roster is devoid of, you know, superior talent, especially on defense. The amount of money that they spent and Leonard Williams not playing. But I will say, these two guys know exactly what they're doing, and they know how to engage the fan base. So far, so good for them.
Absolutely. And 2-0 is 2-0 any way you slice it in the NFL.
One of six undefeated teams.
That's right.
Can you name the other five undefeated teams, Al?
Chiefs.
Yep.
Yes. Listen.
Buffalo Bills.
We're trying to see. He's a sports show producer. We're trying to see if he knows sports.
So you mentioned the Giants, you said, right?
The other five.
The other five. Yes. So I mentioned the Bills and
the they mentioned the Bills.
Kansas
you heard
City,
it.
Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs, Bills.
You got the...
your favorite team?
I have so many, Boomer. The Buccaneers.
Yeah, all right. Yep.
I think what do you call it? They're undefeated. The Chargers.
No, they lost the Chiefs.
The Raiders.
The Raiders are winless.
Yeah,
that's not dope.
They're winners in my eyes.
Yeah, they're wondering. Okay.
The Seahawks.
The Seahawks.
Keep going. Come on, you got three.
You need two more.
I need a little help from the crowd.
I don't think they know at this point either.
No one in here knows who's undefeated. The Eagles are undefeated.
Eagles.
Boomer loves this year with Jalen Hurts.
Yes,
that's another good one. And the Dolphins.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Yeah, with a little help from the crowd, he got the other five.
So you have the Dolphins, the Chiefs, the Bucks, the Eagles, the Giants, and
the Bills.
The Bills.
Yep.
There you have it.
And the Giants are in that conversation.
One of them's dropping this week, though. Bills, Dolphins.
That's right. It was a cool game.
Definitely
a cool game.
Yeah, how many cool games did you have?
We had a lot. I think we had five.
All right. And he sang it live. Did you hear him sing it live?
I heard something. I didn't know what that was.
That was pretty good, man.
That was Apria playing of you know, some sort of like
meat whistle.
No, the band played it live.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, they just learned it.
And it went over the air?
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of over the air, did you hear what happened to Sal Licata at the end of his
yes,
show?
Yes, and it was so funny. And Jerry has the audio,
and
he's going to play it for us coming up in a little bit.
So I'm driving here, and I'm trying to listen to Sal.
Yeah.
He's got a caller calling in, and the caller is like going on and on and on, droning on about something. And he goes, did you hear me? Are you there? And I guess Sal's internet, crapped out.
Right.
So Sal is doing the show from home.
He's doing a show from home, and then he had to call in on his cell phone to finish the last 5 minutes of the show.
So, Al, how do we feel about Sal still working from home?
I don't think it's a great idea.
Right. See, this is what happens.
Yeah.
Yep. Stuff like
that. I think Spike has got to put his foot down.
Yeah.
Where is Spike? Is Spike here?
Spike's over here trying to pretend that he's not here.
Where is he?
That's what he does.
He's in the back doing it. Is he even paying attention to the show?
Yeah, of course. He's listening.
Or is he back there doing push-ups or something?
He needs to put his tattooed foot down on this one.
Right. I think the people need to see what Spike looks like.
They will.
We talk about Spike so much, we have to introduce him to the fans.
Right, yeah, we'll get him up here at some point. We got 3 hours and 45 minutes to go, so we got a lot of stuff on tap. And most important thing on tap, Blue Point beer that they're serving now, so go and get some and enjoy it. Soundswell's going to play in the break, so we're excited to have them back. They were here 3 years ago, and they're going to kill it again today. It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Football Friday live.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Boomer and Geo live from the Blue Point Brewery in Patchogue on Long Island on a feel-good football Friday. Let's hear it for Soundswell, who's going to be playing all morning long. They are tremendous, keeping us entertained, and we are going to have a great day here at the brewery. If you didn't get your breakfast from Dunkin', get your breakfast from Dunkin' and start drinking your Blue Point beer responsibly, of course. I know everybody's a maniac, so just keep it low, keep it good, on a nice steady pace. So when we leave here at 10 o'clock, everybody's in a, what?
Look who's calling the kettle black, man. Jeez. You should have seen yourself last night. You were on fire last night.
Well, I thought that's what you wanted. What do you want me to be like a dud sitting there?
So, Gio and I were at dinner last night with a couple buddies, right?
Yeah.
And you and I had a bet.
That's right.
And the bet was when my golf tournament was.
That's right.
And he goes, I know when your golf tournament is, so he gives me the date. And I'm like, that's not the date.
Mm-hmm.
I said, he goes, I'll bet you dinner tonight that that's the date. And sure enough, I picked up my phone, I looked at it, and you were right.
That's right. I knew when Boomer's so, golf tournament
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I didn't even know when my own golf tournament was.
Yeah.
So I had to pick up the bill. Next thing you know, I got sea smoke wine coming for you and everything else.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Friday, I'll take three steaks. I'll take this. I'll take that.
Yeah, I took a whole to-go thing. I was pushing out the dessert cart into the car.
Yeah, you were on fire last night, man.
Yeah, well, that's the way it should be. I was excited for today. These shows are great.
Yes.
You got to be fired up. Jerry Recco is here, everybody. We love Jerry. He loves Long Island. His accountant is here. Jerry Recco's accountant showed up.
My man Rich Stark right there in the front row. Yes.
All right, so wait a minute. Hold on now.
What's up?
So Eddie's got a mass of financial people around him.
That's my financial guy.
And he's a communist. And
I am not a communist.
I know you're not a communist. You're 100% because you're a capitalist. Does he know how much money you're making from the Cornhole League?
He does.
He does.
Or how much money I'm not making from it, actually.
Why do you do things when you don't get paid?
Because I'm an idiot.
Okay.
I'm hoping at some point that will turn around.
All right. Well, I thought I'd maybe rub off on you a little bit.
Well, perhaps. But yes, so Rich Stark there.
You got your accountants here.
That's right. Yeah. We live close by.
Okay.
Like 30 miles.
And by the way, here's a little twist.
Yes.
Eddie fired that guy.
Eddie fired your accountant.
And went to that financial team instead.
Had a whole financial team.
Yeah, the whole financial team.
I mean, they ran me over, the last time we were down in Jersey. Garmani, yes.
A little bit of a twist there.
Yeah, okay. So, I see what's going on here.
Yeah, that's right.
At Eddie Scazzeri, every nickel is going into the bank, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
When he dies, he's probably going to leave like $25 million to somebody.
That's when Marion starts to live.
How much yarn are they selling?
I don't know, but listen, he's making those advent calendars.
Yes, he is.
And it seems like he doesn't have a problem with it, so probably plenty of money.
All right, let's try to get through the update without a mistake today, okay?
As time goes on, we're forgotten.
There you go.
That's very true. All right, so we're brought to you by Superbook. Visit superbook.com. Last night, Yanks Red Sox open up a series, and the Yankees went to the 10th inning, and the Yankees come away with the win.
Pitch is grounded in the shortstop hole. Base hit. Here comes Gonzalez. Here comes the throw. It is not in time. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees.
So there you go. John Sterling with the call on the Fan. The Yankees keep rolling right along 5-4 in 10. Now, the big question is, did Aaron Judge hit a home run? Well, we will tell you that he came really, really close as we hear from John in the ninth.
And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to deep center. Hernandez back. He's on the track next to the wall, makes the catch. He made the catch right at the Monument Park wall.
You know what the problem is? They're changing these balls out.
They're switching the balls?
Yeah, so the balls don't fly as far because they got that chip.
But they changed the balls out.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm telling you, they're screwing with the balls, man.
We've sat close. They changed the balls out every other pitch.
No, but these balls are special balls, Jerry.
Special balls because they have chips in them.
They have.
We don't know that for a fact that they got the chips in them. That was just one guy who called up and said that. And now we're running with
it
that.
It sounded reasonable to me.
I just think they probably number them. That's what's going on with that. The chips in the balls?
There could be chips in the balls.
And then they just wand them.
They're messing with the balls, I'm telling you.
So that's the reason why he's not hitting home runs. They're just falling short. The one in left field the other day, the one last night.
It's been 2 days.
Yeah, you're right. It's only been 2 days.
He's been in a bunch
of balls. You know why? Because they're now changing the balls because he's getting close
to
the record.
How about the fact it was 55 degrees last night? The ball doesn't travel as far.
And that's another
thing. Yeah, it's very good on your part.
And by the
talking
way,
to Matt Hammer,
who was sad he's not here today. I saw him tweet something out. But they changed out the balls for 60, and he hit one.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's right. Your theory sucks.
It's a theory, though.
It is a theory. Here was Aaron Boone on that last at-bat by Judge.
I mean, you always think that right there. And what a great at-bat, you know. I thought it would have been pretty showy to drop it off at Monument Park out there, but probably just under it enough.
Now, Al had a great question. If that ball goes over the fence onto the net, does anybody super fly to try and get the ball?
Absolutely.
No way.
But here's the thing. They'd take the ball away from
him. And get arrested.
Because they'd have reason to. But someone would try. Yeah.
And you would go viral.
Yeah, of course. And then you try to like leave and escape the stadium. They'd get you. But you'd have to give it a shot. If you were someone that was young and stupid and didn't care.
Many of them there.
And yes.
That is very true.
Young and stupid.
Yeah, young, stupid, and don't care. Like, I'll go to jail and give this a shot. I mean, you know, I ran naked into the King's Deli in Astoria across Steinway Street once because I was young and stupid.
Remember, May in the calendar, Boomer Esiason. You can't live your life high and stupid.
Right, exactly.
That is true. Here is Judge on just missing.
No, just got underneath it a little bit. Pretty windy night, so I was hoping maybe it was blowing out the time I was hitting, but, you know, just missed it, but it lined up for a nice little J.D. walk-off, that's for sure.
And so we continue on. Maybe he gets it tonight, number 61 and 6. Who knows? More on the game. Giancarlo Stanton, a two-run homer along the way. Here's Donaldson on his game winner.
It feels great. I mean, I thought Judgey had it with the homer, but it was nice to be able to come through with the team or for the team and, you know, really just keep plugging away and just really just trying to put my best foot forward every day.
All right, Garrett Cole, Rich Hill tonight. We will have him. Now, this is an Apple TV game, so listen to John and Susan for sure on the Fan tonight. Coverage at 6:25. Mets in Oakland tonight. Chris Bassitt. They start today a game and a half ahead of Atlanta, who lost in Philadelphia last night 1-0. Week 3 in the NFL began last night with the Browns beating the Steelers.
Chubb will be the tailback. Froholt the fullback. They turn. They give it to Chubb. He vaults. He spins. He lands. Touchdown!
Okay. That was a nice shortcut.
By the way, Mike Tomlin said after the game he's not going to Kenny Pickett yet.
Yeah, well, I'm getting to that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So let's do first. Let's do Kevin Stefanski. They win 29-17. His thoughts?
That's just a great team win, and I'm really proud of those guys for fighting. Short week with all the things, with last Sunday.
Yeah, with last Sunday with the Jets, the way they blew it, they recovered the onside kick this week, so all was good. So you've got Mitchell Trubisky playing very average.
Yes.
You've got Pickett in the way, waiting in the wings. However, as Tomlin says, they're sticking with where they're at.
I'm not in that mindset. I'm interested in reviewing this tape and looking at the totality of it and figuring out how we collectively get better. So the answer to that question is definitively no.
Looking at the totality of it, take a look. 30,000 feet up in the air. We're going to take a look at the totality of this situation, and we'll make a decision when decision time is time to make a decision time.
Pretty much. So they're off to a rough start, are the Steelers, after they had won that first game against the Bengals. The Browns bouncing back from last week against the Jets, who this week play the Bengals, Giants, and Cowboys Monday night. Brian Daboll, I saw a quote. We don't have the audio, but I saw quotes from him about Galladay, happy that he's upset. So that certainly makes sense. Well, I'm telling you, I don't have it to hear.
You know what he said? It's annoying is what it is for the coach. But that's what the coach has to say.
Absolutely.
You know, if he's happy that he's not playing, then I have a problem. If he's unhappy that he's not playing, then maybe he'll work harder to get on the field. So that's the way coaches do it. I don't know if, Joe Sipp at Bellport would feel the same way. He'd probably kick you off the team.
Yeah, but Joe Sipp didn't have guys making $15 million a year, $20 million a year to play wide receiver.
Right. That also come along with a very, very negative cap hit if you let him go or trade him. Yes,
yeah, no doubt. As for the Cowboys, Cooper Rush played well last week. Here was Jerry Jones talking about what if he continues to play really well when Dak's ready to come back.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If it comes in and played as well as Prescott played, Rush played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get there.
He would walk to New York to get that quarterback controversy.
So I actually kind of like that. Wouldn't you like to hear Rob Saleh say that?
Well, he kind of did last year with Mike White. Remember that whole thing we were talking about?
But that was last year. I'm talking about this year.
Yeah.
But Rob Saleh is the coach. He's not the owner. Maybe the ambassador could come out and say something like that.
Yeah, right. Really? That guy never talks to the media.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, Jim Dolan doesn't really talk to the media.
Well,
I mean,
nobody at the Knicks talks to the media. Not even the general manager or the coach. Anybody.
That's
the players.
True.
Nobody
does.
All right, just one more from football, then I'll get to the Sal thing that you guys wanted. Sean Payton was on the New Orleans podcast, whatever that is. New Orleans.football podcast. That's what it's called. They somehow got him. And he was talking about his future. Could he be back on the sidelines?
I really enjoy what I'm doing right now, and more maybe than I thought. If the right situation presented itself, Mike, I would definitely be interested.
Cowboys better win some games.
Right. Mike McCarthy just said, crap. He's packing his office up right now.
It's pretty funny. What else? The Ravens signed Jason Pierre-Paul. You've got that. And then the Celtics did suspend head coach Ime Udoka for 1 year, like we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, what the hell's going on?
I don't know. It's everything we talked about yesterday, but it's still puzzling to me.
He violated a team.
I know.
Violated a team rule.
Yeah.
And Brad Stevens is going to hold him to it, and they're going to make an example out of him, I guess.
Clearly.
Yeah. I mean, there's more of this is going to come out, obviously. We're going to find out who the woman is. There's going to be interviews.
Sure.
Someone's going to put her on the Today Show or something.
I don't think it was necessary to reveal why he was. I know you kind of have to, but you could have said, just violated team rules. We're not going further.
But you know, in this day and age.
Eventually, I know, yeah. I guess. Hey, Zoo, skip the Ben Simmons clip this hour. We'll get to him next hour. I want to do these Sal clips that Boomer wants to hear. So he's got a caller on. He's doing the show this morning. The caller, the way Mike tells me, has been going on for 30 seconds plus, and then we'll pick it up from there. It's about a 30-second clip, and you'll see why. Go ahead.
Of a person as judge? I'm just curious, because everyone's so convinced that he's going to break down, but, I mean, how do we know? I mean, he just might have, durability that no one can anticipate.
Hello?
So I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Hello? Hello?
Will you?
Wow.
Hello?
Hey, guys. Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket Podcast.
Oh, my God. Where's the board op during this whole thing?
So now Sal does come back.
Right. So here comes part two. Right, Mike? Is this part two where he comes back? Yes.
Yeah, right, this what? Is part two. It's after he comes back after about 3.5 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know what's going on.
It's crappy internet service. I pay too much money for this stuff to be going on. What are they doing, testing?
It goes out again.
He's gone again. And then we got part three when he finds his way back.
I have had it with this damn internet. I don't understand it. I paid too much money for this crap to be happening. What is going on? Are you going to ruin the last 10 minutes of my show? This stupid internet goes out. What are they doing here? What was the bad weather? They can't handle a little wind? I mean, this is ridiculous. I got a show to do here. Good God. I mean, what? They do these tests and all this crap at 3 in the morning. Sometimes that happens. That must be a new thing. Now all of a sudden it's multiple times. Come on, now. There should never be an excuse for the internet going out. What is happening here?
He's on his cell phone, obviously, for people who can't figure that out.
Right. So, but here's the
that
thing.
Sucks.
Get your ass to work, and you don't have to worry about it.
And I think that was Eric and Ron Konkama, by
is
the way. I know that the caller.
Who was hosting.
Yeah, right. He was hosting. My favorite was, I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Hello?
Hello? Did I lose you?
Gone. So there you go. Coming up throughout the course of the morning, I'm going to need a couple of people because we are going to do Boomer and Geo Long Island. We'll see how well you guys know these two guys.
All right.
So I'll need two people for that. And then if that goes well, we'll do something else at 8:30. But that'll be next hour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He tells it, yeah, he knows, all right, that's it. back. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So how about this? Blue Point, and thank you, Soundswell. Blue Point Brewing Company.
Yes.
Because we are here on a feel-good football Friday.
Oh, it's a great Friday.
Made a feel-good IPA for the occasion. So back there in the other room where you can get, I think you might be able to get it here as well.
But can we shotgun it?
We will do that at 8 o'clock.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Yes, we're going to do that at 8 o'clock. Okay. So I think we have to have ours in cups because CBS doesn't want that on the television. But everybody else is going to shotgun it, so we will do that.
Well, why doesn't CBS want that on television?
Apparently they said it's illegal or something to be having the beer, drinking it. I don't know.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay.
Hey, Stephen Waldron, not allowed to have the beer on the can of beer on TV? Oh, you can. All right, good. Then we're good.
Stephen Waldron, do you have a microphone that actually works?
No, he does not.
Oh, he does not. Well, that's Stephen Waldron from CBS Sports Network over there.
That's right.
Enjoy. Yeah. Quasi-celebrity.
Yeah, no, he is, man.
And I actually think that you should introduce some of the other people that are part of our family.
So that's what we're going to do. Okay, we'll introduce some people that are part of our family. Is Spike over there? Is Spike hanging out? He's in the back. Of course he's in the back. See, this is one of those things you have to, you know, prepare for.
Well, you got to get Spike out here.
We'll get Spike out here. Who else is here that's a part of our crew?
Where's Allie?
Allie's over here, right?
Allie, say hi. Happy birthday, Allie.
Yes.
She didn't tell us it was her birthday.
That is right.
But then she did the passive-aggressive thing, and she was Instagram liking everybody wishing her happy birthday.
Like, oh, it just happens to be my birthday.
It's just happy.
Oh, here's Spike. Boomer wants to introduce you to the audience.
Come on up here, Spike.
This was his idea, not mine.
There you go. Say hi, Spike. Hi, Spike.
Spike Eskin, right here.
He's the guy that took over for Mark Chernoff, the program director.
And any complaints you have at the station, you tweet him those complaints.
Yes.
That's what you do. He loves that. He always shows me all the complaints. So that's what you do, at Spike Eskin. Yeah. So there he is. Anybody else?
Jess. Where's Jess?
Jess Clark. There's Jess Clark. Yes.
Jess is down here. So Jess is the one that runs all of our promotions, all of the stuff. She was actually at the Pumpkins last night, right? You were at the Smashing Pumpkins. How was that concert last night? Turned out good. Okay, good. So how about that? She gets out of the concert last night and gets up this morning and drives out here.
Right. I got a feeling at 10 o'clock she is going to get drunk. That's what I think is going to happen. All right. So we got a lot of gifts here. And we have some from Coach. We got Coach Frankie and Coach Bauman from Belport Football here. And they showed up and they got you.
Nice.
The East Iceland football.
There we go. Now we're talking. Shirt. By the way, we got a big game tonight against Amityville.
Oh, really? Big game against Amityville.
Yes,
all right.
Exactly. This is nice. How big is this? Oh, my God. Jesus.
Well, you know.
I mean, I'm not like as big as you.
Double XL. And here is here's the Belport football one right there.
Oh, nice.
So look at that. How nice is that?
That's very nice. Thanks, Coach. Thank you very much.
And we have about like 6 or 7 gifts in the back that I was accumulating when I was saying hello before the show.
We got Stanley's Bakery back there, too.
Yes, we do.
Yes, I already had a crumb bun.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
There's a jelly donut back there. It's got my name on it. So there you go. Some gifts this morning. That is our crew. And we have a first winner for some Yankee tickets. So we're giving away Yankee tickets every hour. And we'll be telling you who wins. And this hour, where's Matt Hennessy? Where's Matt Hennessy? Matt? There he is right there. All right, Matt Hennessy, congratulations. You want a pair of Yankee tickets? Someone will come over and give them to you, I think. I have no idea how that works. Do you have the football to throw later? Did somebody bring you the football?
I don't know if Richie's here with the football or not.
Weren't you supposed to handle that?
I did. I talked to him yesterday. I said, are you bringing a football? And I don't know if he's here or not.
Where's Richie Hunn? He's always here.
He's always here. He usually is. But right now, we do not have the football.
Okay, well, at some point, Boomer's going to throw a football, we think. If it's not a football, it'll be a can of beer at somebody.
Right.
And then if you catch it, you get Yankee tickets. If you don't, the next person comes up.
Maybe I'll just throw this. Right? Al, can you catch this if I throw it to you?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Stand over there. Oh, my God. Load it to me.
Yes.
Sure. No, this is...
What? This is what?
This is not going to be good.
Are you ready? Okay, there you go. You caught an 8-pack or a 6-pack? 6-pack.
6-pack of Pinstripe Pilsner for the New York Yankees. So drink your Pinstripe Pilsner and drink your Feel Good IPA for a Feel Good Friday and have a good one today. All right, we'll take a quick break. We will come back. We've got a very special surprise for one of our colleagues here coming up right at 7 o'clock. So you don't want to miss that. Something we've been working on, and we're very, very happy to give him something. So that'll be coming up in just a couple of minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.